Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 645. Then I saw the Lord Jesus as he is represented in the image, and he said to me, "Tell the confessor that this work is mine, and that I am using you as a lowly instrument." And I said, "Jesus, I can no longer do anything you command me to do, because my confessor has told me that all this is an illusion, and that I am not allowed to obey any of your commands. I will do nothing that you will tell me to do now. I am sorry, my Lord, but I am not allowed to do anything, and I must obey my confessor." "Jesus, I most earnestly ask your pardon. You know how much I suffer because of this, but it can't be helped, Jesus. The confessor has forbidden me to follow your orders." Jesus listened to my arguments and complaints with kindness and satisfaction. I thought that the Lord Jesus would be grievously offended, but on the contrary, he was pleased, and he said to me kindly, "Always tell your confessor about everything I say to you and command you to do, and do only that for which you obtain permission. Do not be upset, and fear nothing. I am with you." My soul was filled with joy, and all those oppressive thoughts vanished. Certitude and courage entered my soul. But after a short while, I entered into the sufferings which Jesus underwent in the Garden of Olives. This lasted until Friday morning. On Friday, I experienced the passion of Jesus, but this time in a different way. On that day, Father Bukowski came from Derdy. Some strange power pushed me to go to confession and tell him about everything that had happened to me and about what Jesus had said to me. When I told Father, he was quite different, and he said to me, "Sister, don't be afraid of anything. You will come to no harm, for the Lord Jesus will not allow it. If you are obedient and persevere in this disposition, you need not worry about anything. God will find a way to bring about his work. You should always have this simplicity and sincerity and tell everything to Mother General. What I said to you was said as a warning, because illusions may afflict even holy persons, and Satan's insinuations may play a part in this, and sometimes this comes from our own selves, so one has to be careful. And so continue as you have thus far. You can see, sister, that the Lord is not angered by this. And sister, you can repeat these things that have happened to you at present to your regular confessor, Father Sopochko. From this, I came to understand one thing, that I must pray much for each of my confessors, that he might obtain the light of the Holy Spirit. For when I approach the confessional without first praying fervently, the confessor does not understand me very well. Father encouraged me to pray fervently for these intentions, that God would give better knowledge and understanding of the things he is asking of me. Make novena after novena, sister, and God will not refuse the graces. Good Friday. At 3 o'clock, I saw the Lord Jesus, crucified, who looked at me and said, "I thirst." Then I saw two rays issue from his side, just as they appear in the image. I then felt in my soul the desire to save souls and to empty myself for the sake of poor sinners. I offered myself, together with the dying Jesus, to the Eternal Father for the salvation of the whole world. With Jesus, through Jesus, and in Jesus is my communion with you, Eternal Father. On Good Friday, Jesus suffered in his soul in a way which was different from his suffering on Holy Thursday. Mass of the Resurrection, April 12, 1936. When I entered the chapel, my spirit was immersed in God, its only treasure. His presence flooded me. Faustina then saw Jesus as he is in the image, and he told Faustina to tell her confessor that the work he was his and that Faustina was being used as Jesus' lowly instrument. She told Jesus that she had been forbidden to listen to any inner voices. Jesus was pleased by her obedience to her confessor. He told her to always tell her confessor everything that Jesus tells her to do and to only do those things that she has received permission to do. He reassured her. Saint Faustina participated in Jesus' sufferings during that Holy Week, especially on Holy Thursday and Good Friday. And on Good Friday, she went to confession to the same priest again. She revealed everything to him, and the priest seemed changed. He told her not to be afraid. He told her to be obedient and that God would find a way to bring about his work. And we know that God eventually did this through Father Sopochko. He told her to check with the Mother General about everything. And he said that his admonition had been a warning to prevent her from falling into an illusion. And he told her to repeat everything to Father Sopochko when she saw him again. In fact, Sister Faustina didn't have too many more opportunities to see Father Sopochko before she died personally, but he guided her through letters. Faustina realized that she had to pray for light for her confessors so that they would be able to understand what God was doing in her soul. And on Good Friday, Saint Faustina saw Jesus on the cross. She saw the same rays that come from the image coming from his heart on the cross. He said to her, "I thirst," and she immersed herself in Jesus' passion. And then on Easter Sunday, during the Mass of the Resurrection, Saint Faustina felt immersed and flooded with the presence of Jesus and the joy of the resurrection. So she fully participated in the Paschal mystery with her spouse, Jesus Christ.